Alright, welcome. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Dear listeners, welcome to Radio Islam International. We welcome you once again to the Ramadan quiz. Alhamdulillah, second fast completed. Taqabbal Allah minna wa iyyakum. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alright, 1 minute past 6 o'clock, time for the quiz, dear listeners. And the lines are open for you to call us, and it's time to buckle up for the best of the three quiz, where, like we said yesterday in the end, there can just be one contestant with sufficient tenacity to prevail, and it's about 60,000 rands up for grabs, when each evening three earmarked participants will have to really think regarding the questions both from Quran and Kareem, the stories of the Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Islamic history, general knowledge and politics. These are the categories. Alright, the number to call, to listeners, if you want to participate in the quiz for tonight, remember it's 1,000 rands. The brain of the day will receive 1,000 rands and proceed towards a weekly final. The number to call is 011-854-1548. Brother Salim is on the other side and is waiting to take on your calls. Mullah Sahib Saab will be joining me shortly, inshallah. We're waiting for the calls. Give us your names, your IDs, your telephone numbers. Yes, you've got to provide your names, your ID numbers, your physical address, and also your landline number and your cell phone number. And we're not going to be divulging any of these information on air. Again, number to call, 011-854-1548. We're waiting for three calls. The three calls who call in, inshallah, will participate in tonight's quiz. Also, if you want to participate, if you want to register, if you want to reserve your spot for tomorrow night's quiz, you can send a message to this number. It is 072-071-3684, or you can email to ym@radioislam.co.za to register to participate. So we're going to be choosing three participants, inshallah. They'll be selected to participate every day. And regarding this, we're going to have an option to answer the questions from the categories, again, like I said, Quran, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Islamic history, general knowledge, and also politics. And you cannot choose more than two questions from each category. And today there is a slight change. We're going to be asking you just about Malik Swaib Sahib, am I correct? We're going to be asking you five questions. Malik Swaib on the other side just can't leave his samosas and bhajjas alone. My brother, enough of that. We will eat after Tarawih Salam. Time and location again is just about 7 seconds. What you got there, brother? Halim or Badam Milk? Malik Swaib Sahib, what do you have there? Halim or Badam Milk? Malik Swaib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah, how are you, good friend?
Alhamdulillah, shukar.
May I ask, can just peep in that big drum of yours? It's like a 2.5 liter drum you have there. What are you drinking, my brother?
There's nothing, Mulan. I don't know. Yesterday also you were saying about samosas and gulping down samosas and things like that. I don't know where you come up with stories like that.
What do you have in this big container of yours?
What container? Show me which one.
That's tea container. It's not a, it's not a cup. It's more like a drum, Mali. So it's 2 liters. I don't know what you're gulping down there. Anyway, inshallah, Malik Swaib Sahib, are you ready, my friend?
Inshallah, how was your second fast, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, it's just going, Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah.
See, mashallah, subhanAllah, at this, what you call, tender age of yours, I won't say you advance in age, but tender in the age of yours, you're managing well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it more easy for you, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Alright, Malik Swaib, time allocation will be, inshallah, how many seconds, my brother? 7 seconds, and the winner will receive 1,000 rands. Winner will receive 1,000 rands. I'm going to have to take one sip from this Molly Swaib's jug and mug and drum. It looks very delicious. I just see some nice, you know, foam smoke coming out through there. Molly Swaib, sir, are we ready for the quiz? We're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. And when we come back, we're going to be checking the three participants for tonight's quiz. Number to call, if you haven't called, 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. Gee, Brother Swaib.
Gee, Molina, while we're waiting for Muhammad Salim to take down the details, would you like to read out some of the rules and regulations for the Ramadan competition, Molina?
If you say so, my brother, I will listen. You read out the questions or the rules, my brother. We will wait for you.
Gee, just to remind our listeners that if you have won any competition, major competitions, winners of major competitions on Radio Islam since 2007, and the household members and immediate family members, they may not participate in any competitions on Radio Islam during the month of Ramadan.
What if your mother-in-law happens to win? If she won last year, is she regarded as immediate family?
It will still depend, are you married to her daughter? If you're still married to her daughter, then yes, she's regarded
as immediate family.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, Jazakallah.
So I thought you were going to ask me what's the definition of major competition. So can I just explain for the benefit of our listeners, Mawakara?
Sure.
So the definition of major competitions is as per the discretion of Radio Islam management, if they have won any major prizes. Since 2007, like we had car competition, we gave away car, we gave away 50,000 rand, we gave away Hajj trips, Umrah trips, whatever major prizes that Radio Islam gave away since 2007, and if you were the overall winner, then you may not participate. Or your family members cannot participate.
Jazakumullah. Also, remind the listeners tonight, inshallah, coming up after the quiz, we have the repeat of the drama 221B Baker Street at 10 to 7, inshallah, repeat of the documentary, which is The Global Village. And 7 o'clock, we have the previous night's Saudi Tarawih Salah. Lovely to listen to the Tilawat of the Quran Kareem. And inshallah, after our local Tarawih Salah, we have the random acts of kindness. And they are, inshallah, the tafsir of the Quran Kareem with Mufti Ismail Mank. 9:45, Malaswaib Sahib, if you're still going to be awake, we have the repeat of the drama 221B Baker Street. And tonight, being Wednesday night, we have the program after 10 o'clock, The Harms of Sins with Mulana Hassan Rabat. Brother Salim, is this handwriting? Okay, my brother. All right, anyway, Salim, we have our three contestants, mashallah. Let's choose our first one, Malaswaib Sahib. Participant number one is my brother Bilal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my good brother?
Alhamdulillah. Can't complain.
Can't complain. Why you normally complain, my brother?
No, brother. Don't complain.
Shouldn't complain. You married?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, then you complain, it's fine, don't worry.
good on.
We all complain, you know how it goes, my brother.
Yeah.
We poor husbands. See, anyway. Line number two, we have the brother Ali Ahmed. Ali, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's actually Ali Osman, not Ali Ahmed.
Ali Osman. Osman or Osman?
You can say actually Osman.
I can say actually Osman. But the correct one is...
Uthman is alright.
Sorry?
Uthman is also okay.
Uthman is alright, mashallah. Ali Uthman. Okay, I'm just going to keep it short, my brother. Quite a bit of mails today. I'm going to call you Gupta for tonight, okay? Alright, I'm going to call you Mr. Gupta. Number two is Gupta Malis, right? Remember, line number three is Sister Zinat. Zinat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
My name is Zainab.
Oh, Zainab. Brother Salim, just remove your topies and your earmuffs, my brother. It's not Zinat, it is Zainab. Alright, I think the Rosa hit my engineer today, sister. Apologies for that, okay? He seems very hungry and tired today. Alright, any questions, brothers and sisters? Or for whatever, hold your peace, like they say, like Shakespeare said many centuries ago. What did Shakespeare only say?
Yeah, I see you quote this fellow very often. Who's this guy? I don't know.
He's called Aristocracy.
If you finish the competition early tonight, maybe you can explain to us.
All right. Sure, my brother. All right. We're going to be asking the Malay Swahib Sahib 5 questions tonight.
Yes.
From one category, brothers and sisters, you can choose 2 questions, okay?
Yes.
So we're going to ask you at the onset, what category do you choose from? Bilal?
Can we request one of the callers, Mulana, that they phone or they are too close to the radio? Can you switch the radio off or go in another room? It's too much feedback.
Go in another room, your wife's room, your daughter's room, but not in the toilet, Bilal.
Yeah, I'm in another room, Mulana.
Sorry?
I am in another room.
Oh, you're in another room, my brother. Okay, yes. Not in the TV room, eh? Okay.
No, TV.
It's Ramadan now. All right.
Yeah, this is a holiday, Mulana.
Okay, my brother. Are you ready, Bilal?
Yeah, I am.
What's your category? What do you choose from?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay, so we're going to be asking you your questions. Your 2 questions will come from general knowledge, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Mulana Swahib chooses general knowledge. All right, here goes your question, my brother. 7 seconds to answer.
Okay.
Complete the following proverb. Cut your coat to...
Cut your coat to spite your face.
Cut your coat to, what did you say, to suit your face?
Yes.
So you're going to take your coat and put it on your face and you're going to cut it according to the shape of your face, my brother?
To spite your face.
Oh, to spite your face. No, my brother. Cut your coat to suit your cloth. Where you got according to your face, you're going to cut your cloth, my brother. Okay, line number two, we have my good friend, Ali Osman, better known as Gupta Man. Gupta, are you there?
Alhamdulillah, shukran.
Okay, my brother, what's your category? What do you choose from?
We can start with Quran, inshallah.
Like a big mufassir, huh? Let's see how you fare, my brother.
Okay.
All right, are you hafiz?
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Are you in Tarawih as well?
Yes, inshallah, another half an hour.
Oh, another half an hour. Allah make it easy, inshallah.
Ameen.
Where, which side in lands?
Actually, from Middleburg, in Tomalanga.
Oh, subhanAllah, jazakAllah. Allah make it easy for you, my brother.
Ameen.
Allah accept as well.
Ameen, ameen.
Let's see, you said Quran, you said you're the mufassir of the time of the Middleburg area, my brother. Here goes your question, okay?
Okay.
According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is the opening ayat of how many surahs? A. 114. B. 113. C. 1. D. None.
113.
Okay, I heard you, my brother. I'm not deaf. You can just say it one time, okay, my brother? 1 point comes your way. MashaAllah. Gupta friend. Ali Osman.
Okay. It's wrong, Mulana. Incorrect.
What?
It's incorrect.
Incorrect?
Yes.
According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is opening ayat of how many surahs? We asked A. 114, B. 113, C. 1, D. None. The brother said D. It's none.
No, I said B. 113.
G. It's incorrect.
Or you said B for
113.
Or you said B for ball.
G.
Not D for donkey. B for ball. Oh, sorry, my brother. Incorrect. You had to be clever. You know, I thought you said D. It's the correct answer is D. It's not B, my friend. Okay.
Alright.
Jazakallah for Mali Shuaib, sir. Go ahead, Mali Shuaib. We have Sister Zainab on the line. Ben, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What's your category, sister? Where do you choose from?
Quran, please.
Sorry?
Quran.
Quran. Jiwa taqaf. Quran, sister. G. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The circumstances resulting in the revelation of an ayat are called its what?
Hello, assalamu alaikum. Hello.
No, Gigi, the answer is not assalamu alaikum, Appa.
No, and I can't hear you. And I can't hear you clearly. Hello.
I don't know, just a way to get us to answer, to ask again. But sister, we asked you, the time is up. Unfortunately, no point goes to you. The circumstances resulting in the revelation of an ayat are called its what? Just interest sake, sister, what's the answer?
Sababun Nuzul.
Sababun Nuzul. Alright, sister, you answer that question approximately 7 minutes after we asked you, not 7 seconds. So 7 minutes is out, okay, Ben? Sorry for that. No answer, no point goes to you. Alright, sister. Alright, Saif, can we go ahead with the general knowledge and let's. The brother chose general knowledge as his preference.
Sure.
Alright, so we're going to ask him the second question from general knowledge. Bilal Bhai, are you there? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam ji.
The ayn comes out from the halaq. It's called hurufi halqi. You're taking out the ayn from your stomach, my brother. Say assalamu alaikum again.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, better. G. True or false? China, France, South Africa, United Kingdom, United States are the 5 permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. True or false?
True.
Where did you go to school, my brother?
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
Many years ago, Indonesia South.
Many years ago, Indonesia South. I don't know what you learned, my brother. I don't know what you learned. The answer is false. South Africa is not a permanent member.
Okay.
Which newspapers are you reading? The Daily Sun?
No, I don't read the Daily Sun.
Okay, Mali Shuaib Sahib, you can ask our Gupta friend the second question. G.
G, what category? You said your preference was Quran. So the second question from Quran category, there's multiple choice questions. You need to say either A, B or C, okay?
Sure.
What is the name of the Sahabi Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu commissioned to prepare the first ever complete Mushaf copy of the Quran? A, Zaid bin Arqam, just 1 minute. B, Zaid bin Haritha, or C, Zaid bin Thabit?
B, Zaid bin Haritha.
Okay, Jazakallah for your answer, but unfortunately that is incorrect. The correct Zaid bin Thabit C was the correct answer.
The way you answer the question, my brother, I thought you studied the entire lives of all these Sahaba. You know, you were so quick, but you were very, very far from the answer. Gupta friend, let's see what happens next. Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Chi wa barakatuh. Zainab, ma'am, where are you calling from, sister?
Newcastle.
Newcastle. All right. Then your question comes again from the Quran Kareem section, because you chose that. Okay, two questions from the Quran Kareem section. Are you ready, Ben?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, you sure you're ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay.
Yes, I am ready, but I can't hear your beeping in the background.
Maybe the Drakensberg Mountains are blocking the way from reaching you, Appa. All right, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you can. Okay, here goes the question, Appa. True or false? Some surahs of the Quran Kareem have more than one name.
True.
Gee.
Oh, we heard you, Ben. Jazakallah. Thank you. Why do you say true? Explanation, sister?
Explanation.
All right, it's all right. Just give her 1 point, Moni Saib, sir.
Gee, that's the first point for tonight, Moni.
First point for tonight's quiz. Okay, Moni Saib, sir. First point for tonight. MashaAllah, well done, sister. Okay, my brother. Let's go with Brother Bilal. Can we start from the Quran Kareem for him, Ali Shaib Sahib?
Yes. Or you can still ask him which category he would.
Alright, you have categories. Quran, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Islamic history and politics.
Politics.
Politics. Alright, we're going to be asking you 5 questions tonight, okay? So, we already asked you 2 questions. 3 to go. So much may Aya, brother. Okay, politics. Who was the first president of the United States of America?
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin, where you got there, brother? He was more like a hunter and fisherman. He was not a politician. He was not a president of the United States. George who?
George Washington.
It's George Washington, my brother. Unfortunately, no points goes to you. Okay, my brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Gupta friend, line number 2, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, G. Ali, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, my brother. What do you choose from? Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics?
For general knowledge.
Okay, general knowledge, we have complete the following proverb. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do unto others as you would. Complete.
Others do unto you.
Okay.
Alright, 1 point goes to you, my brother.
No, it's incorrect.
Just 1 or 2 words were out.
Yeah, 1 or 2.
Do unto others as you would have them do to you.
Proverbs, you need to be...
You have to be exact.
Yes.
So what did you say? Do unto others as you would?
Others do unto you.
Others do unto you. Why are you changing the whole English terminology around?
Yeah,
you want to try to be cleverer than Shakespeare, my brother.
I think you've got the latest edition of Student's Companion.
Yeah, the latest one.
I got the old one.
Well, it saves up. What happens to my Gupta friend?
No points, unfortunately.
Sorry, Gupta.
No problem.
It's a proverb. So
Zainab. Okay, Mali Saib, Jazakallah, you made your point.
Cheer. No, you have to be strict, Mulana Kara. You can't just dish out points like that.
Okay. Zainab, are you there, Ben?
Yes.
Say G, sister. What's your categories from? Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. All right, are you ready, Ben?
No.
Oh, all right. Which Nabi was tested by Allah in the form of severe illnesses? Illness. A. Ayyub alayhi salam. B. Dawood alayhi salam. Or C. Yaqub alayhi salam.
A.
Sorry?
A. Ayyub alayhi salam.
A. Ayyub alayhi salam. Okay. Okay, sister. A is the correct answer. MashaAllah. Sister E is leading. She's got 2 points. Brother Gupta Ali Osman's got 1 point. And our friend Brother Bilal has got... No points. Bilal,
correction, I need to correct you. Ali Gupta has no points. I don't know why.
Gupta has got no points. Sorry for that. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's giving you some money under the table or something like that. That's why you named him Gupta's also.
Bilal, are you ready, my brother?
Yeah, I'm ready, Mulana.
We're all ready, yeah. The problem is you're always ready, but you haven't answered anything correctly.
Oh.
Okay, my friend, we asked you three questions already, okay?
Yes.
You've got two left, my friend Bilal. All right. Which category, Quran, stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam, or Islamic history?
Islamic history.
What about politics, Malik? Ibn, we can't choose politics because
he's still got one more option.
But he chose two questions already from the one section.
General knowledge.
Knowledge.
General knowledge is done with, okay.
Yes, and he chose politics.
And he chose itself. Politics, okay.
Hmm.
Let's go, what did you say? Islamic history.
Okay.
All right. In which Hijri year was the Battle of Mu'tah?
Hijri year, Battle of Mu'tah. I don't know.
Hush. Then who must know? No points, my brother. Gupta Ali Khan. Sorry, not Gupta. Brother Bilal's got no points. Brother Bilal, just hold the line. Ali Osman, Gupta number two. Are you there, my brother?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, don't go anywhere. What's your, what do you choose from? Malik Shaib, you can ask him the question.
Stories of
the Anbiya alayhi salam. Ji, Malik Shaib.
Ji, are you ready, Brother Ali? Okay, your question is between Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, who was elder?
Harun alayhi salam.
Gee, that is correct, Mullah.
That is correct, mashallah. So you have 1 point and Sister Zainab has got 2 points. Okay.
Gee, so if she answers the next question correctly, Mullah, Kara, then she is a winner.
She's the winner.
Hmm.
You're such an intelligent man, Mullah Sahib. Zainab, are you there, Ben?
No, I'm already here.
Sorry?
Naam, I am here.
Naam, you are here. Okay. Here goes your question, sister. Where do you what do you choose from? Islamic history, general knowledge, or politics?
Islamic history, please.
Islamic history. Okay, sister. Yeah, let's go, Melissa. You said I think she'll be the winner.
Why are you so confident?
It's quite simple.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see. True or false, Ben? Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi was a student of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi.
False.
See, I heard you, sister. Jazakallah for repeating it. It's false, mashallah, sister. So you have 3 points. You are the winner, Mali Shaib. So am I correct?
Gee, she is the winner.
Sister, you are the winner, Zainab. Mashallah, well done, okay?
Alhamdulillah.
1,000 rands coming up your way. Jazakallah, Ben.
Okay.
And you qualify for the weekly finals as well, okay, sister?
Okay.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My friend Gupta, are you there?
Can you enter again tomorrow?
Gee, you can try again.
My brother, after today's, after what you've done today, I don't think it's a good idea. No, Gupta, my friend, I want to wait for you tomorrow, inshallah. You better come on, nah?
Inshallah.
We're going to wait for you, inshallah. And when you phone in, don't say Ali Osmani in your dad's name. Just say, I'm Gupta. Then I will know who you're talking about.
Sorted, 100%.
Right, Gupta. Your name is? Gupta.
Gupta.
All right, Gupta. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Line number one, Brother Bilal. Bilal ran away. He's got duck. He's got a big duck today, nothing. Bilal, you can call us back, inshallah, again next time. Timali Swayb.
Well, just to remind our listeners, if they want to secure their participants, even though, inshallah, every night we will open the lines, but if you want to confirm your participation, what's the number they can SMS?
The number, Moni Swayb, Sahib, is 072-071-3684. Or you can email it to ym@radioislam.co.za to register to participate. ym@radioislam.co.za. Jazakumullah.
This is just to confirm your participation, but inshallah, every night we will be also opening lines and we will choose random callers. And we won't give preference to any Guptas, Malana Kara. We will choose random callers.
Random callers, inshallah. Okay, Jazakumullah. We continue tomorrow night, inshallah, 6 o'clock with the quiz again. Coming up to your listeners, right up next, we have the repeat. Sorry, we have the repeat of the drama 221B Baker Street. At 10 to 7, inshallah, we have the repeat of the documentary called Global Village. Then at 7 o'clock, inshallah, the previous night, Saudi Tarawih Salah, and something to listen to, subhanallah. And 8:30 p.m, dear listeners, we have the repeat of the Random Acts of Kindness. Then, inshallah, after 9 o'clock, we have the tafsir of the Quran Kareem with Mufti Ismail Meng. Tonight's recitals, inshallah, for the Tarawih Salah, it's 7 o'clock. Yes, the repeat, the previous night's the Saudi Tarawih Salah, the recite as well, Sheikh Khalid Al-Muhanna and Sheikh Salah Al-Budair. 6:26 p.m. your tune trade Islam International. Ram Sal Muhammad Kara, Brother Salim, and Molana Shaib Sabantalita. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.